Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Music from Ukraine, where Joseph Lindsley is. Joe, what are we listening to here?
Bob, good afternoon from Kyiv. As you listen to this, imagine young people gathered barefoot in a forest at nighttime, lights strung among the trees. And as you hear these women sing, they are putting ribbons one by one around the neck of a man who's about to go off to war. Some of the women have violins and other instruments, and it's a very emotional scene. This was outside of Lviv yesterday. It's a ceremony called Provodi, or a farewell party, sort of an informal sending off. And this was a group of people in Lviv. A friend of theirs named Andriy, a Ukrainian musician, is going off to join the military. And so in the sort of ancient, the way Ukrainians keep their ancient traditions alive, especially in these momentous times of the war, here's a ceremony where people gathered, and simply the women, one by one, as they sang this song of farewell, they covered their friend with ribbons. And in a few days, this guy, Andriy, will be joining other Ukrainians who are standing against the Russian invasion. And it's a reminder, even as we hear the good news from Kursk, where now it seems Ukraine is controlling about 1,000 square kilometers of Russian territory. This has all happened within just about 8 days. And so there's a lot of good news, but it's not easy. It's difficult. And there are casualties and fatalities as Ukrainians push forward, even though they are amazingly holding this ground. And so it's a sign that there still is a lot of work, tough work ahead. But I think there's a good feeling throughout the country in a way that I haven't really seen. I mean, not that it's not overjoyed. I think Ukrainians have been through enough to be very calm in these moments. But there is there's a sign of growing confidence. And even I saw some Ukrainian soldiers who are in Russia now, who are in that region of Kursk. We're leaving Yelp and Google reviews for Russian businesses. maybe a bit of a mind game. But they said, there was one that said, nice cafe, but no room to park my tank. And so, of course, you always see that that sense of humor. And there's a huge difference, as I have alluded to before. But if you look at images of when, think back to 2022, when Russians entered Ukraine, in February of 2022, we had so many scenes of Ukrainians, including grannies, standing up to tanks and people taking to the streets, men, women, and children against the Russians and yelling at the Russians. And the people of Kyiv, arming, everyone, the mayor of Kyiv gave everyone guns, and the city was armed to, completely armed to protect itself. We don't see any scenes like that in this region of Russia. The streets are empty as Ukrainians enter. The civilians are not resisting in any way whatsoever. And I think at the first level, this shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, the people in Russia don't protest even their own government on one level. But it does seem that in some ways that there's a welcome response, at least by civilians, as Ukrainians enter. So it is just Ukrainians going after Russian military targets, and the cities in Russia, even though the war is there on their soil, it's nothing like what Ukrainians have gone through these past 2.5 years.
I heard a soldier, Ukrainian soldier, say he hoped this offensive would expedite an end to the war. But, of course, there's no guarantee that Ukraine has the manpower to hold Russian land long enough for Putin to rethink his entire war strategy. Opening new fronts does risk stretching Ukrainian forces even thinner, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that's why this was a surprise, and Ukrainians were able to catch the Russians off guard, because no one really would have expected such a bold maneuver. But we see, I mean, there does seem that the Ukrainians, of course, are with the territory that they have entered in Russia, They are building trenches. They are building fortifications. They're not intending to leave until there's no desire to conquer that land, but they're not intending to leave until it can be used for the benefit of Ukraine. For example, if they conquer enough territory or occupy enough territory as they advance into Russia, people talk about, hey, maybe there could be a switcheroo, and they'd say, hey, Russia, you can have this back. Give us back our territory. But really, it's tough at this point to know. And, a lot of people are wondering what is going through Vladimir Putin's mind. He does. There's been some he's had some press conference or event in the media in Russia, and he does seem a bit frazzled. But again, it's hard to know. I never trust what comes out of the Kremlin. So we really don't know what Russia might be thinking. But certainly they're scrambling. And I mean, there's not major attacks on Ukrainian cities. Last night there were about 30 drones. Russia sent 30 Iranian drones to Ukraine. All those were shot down. But there were two North Korean-produced Iskander missiles. They did hit their targets. We don't know what they hit. And meanwhile, there were two U.S. senators, Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut and Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, were in Kyiv yesterday and urging, they want NATO to give an invitation to Ukraine and trying to get more weapons support from the West for this incursion. And as I saw those two senators, they were at a press conference on one of the main squares of Kyiv, and there are people walking behind them. That's how safe this city is when there's not Russian attacks. It's a sign of what a nice city and culture you see here in Ukraine.
I'll tell you something. The good news of this past week there in Ukraine, Joe, made me fantasize about coming on the radio here saying, well, they brought the Russians to the negotiating table. A war is over. Joe Lindsley is coming home, and he's going to join us in Chicago here, and we'll have a meet and greet. My little fantasy this week.
I like that fantasy, and it's something to look forward to. But as they say in Ukrainian, malo po malo, little by little, step by step, let's see where this goes. But there's confidence, just not overwhelming optimism yet.
I get it, little by little. All right, meantime, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Until tomorrow. Thank you, Bob.
And appreciate the update, as always.